Ava, welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas. Thanks for your patience.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Doing terrific. What you up to?
Okay, this is a question from my daughter, Pauline. She's at work and she couldn't call, but she has a lime tree and she wants to know, does she cover it? It's pretty big. Does she cover it or what to prevent it from, protect it from the freeze we can get pretty soon?
Where is she living? What side of town is she
living? On the south side, around South Cross area?
I don't think you'll have a problem. She may have some outer foliage to burn, but if there's any way she could get a sheet or a big blanket
mm-hmm.
or a big tarp over it, she'd do that. And that would basically keep the leaves from being burned.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know exactly how cold it's going to be. You don't want a lime to go much below 25 degrees for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now satsumas, this is nothing on a satsuma. I mean, it'd have to be below 20 for a long period of time. So I just took some satsumas out at the greenhouse, and small ones, and left them right out in the open. So mm-hmm. This is not even going to bother satsumas. But when you get out of lemons and limes, especially, now they're... I'm here in mid-20s in the hill country.
Okay.
And so because they don't know what it's going to do. So if she lives on the south side of San Antonio, I'm saying it's not going to be below 28 there.
Oh, okay.
And that may burn some, because I guess we could check with our infamous meteorologist.
Yeah, well, he's not a meteorologist. He's just a weather forecast.
Well, listen, if you say you are three times, by law, you are.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's Texas law.
Huh.
But anyway, and that's more training than most of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wouldn't worry about it. But like I said, if it's not too big that she can throw some kind of tarp, not plastic, but, you know, some kind of cloth tarp or blanket over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a problem. And that's only to protect the foliage.
Okay.
Now, if it gets a 25 for a long period of time, you know, say the middle of the week, they're talking it's going to get 25 or so for a long period of time. Then what you would want to do is from the middle of the tree up or where she can, in other words, she wants to wrap that main trunk,
okay.
or give that main trunk some heat to keep it above freezing.
With a sheet or with plastic?
Well, if it's talking about below 25 for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
which I don't believe is going to happen.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen, because I think this is the Tuesday and Wednesday and then Thursday it's going to get. I think it's going to be warming up.
Okay.
So I would, in other words, if she can't cover it at all, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. She might lose some of the top of it, some of the outer leaves of it, but she's not going to lose the tree.
I see.
We don't freeze down here in Texas, and especially because of El Nino.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You just remember that.
All right. Thanks, Eva.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You take care.